Before all ages and before all peoples, Christmas received its charter in the eternity of heaven, in the kingdom of God, where the praises of the angels cascade into a mighty crescendo with the insistent command, "Praise the Lord, for all that he has made is indeed good." Echoing across the stillness of a created night is the exultant cry of the shepherds. Shepherds to whom the angel has appeared with the glad tidings. Shepherds who saw the face of the infant king. Night, so the poets write, is a symbol of unhappiness, a portent of death. And yet, the wisdom of God shattered this morbid misconception and sanctified the night. For it was during the crushing darkness of a night that the light of the world greeted his creation. Not in the splendid robes of royalty, nor in the somber gowns of learning did the Christ come, but as a child, a baby wrapped in pretty baby clothes. This is Jesus, the Redeemer, the Christmas Rose.
Blossoms flowered mid the snows upon on a winter night was born the child, the Christmas rose, the King of love and light.
Gratitude, that is the spontaneous feeling of the created heart toward uncreated love, in whom and through whom are life, redemption, and grace. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He came as a child. He lived as an ordinary man and spoke as God. And so it was that from God himself came the prayer which had its origin in eternity, a prayer embracing all peoples and worthy of a hearing before the throne of our Father. Our Father, hallowed be thy name.
Thank you.
Rarely can a song composed by a mortal paint in vivid tones the whole of the redemptive plan. The incarnation, the redemption, all of which took place by divine decree in time and place, in Jerusalem, the holy city. Have been listening to the Franciscan Choristers.
May the Lord bless thee. May the
The Franciscan choristers have presented Christmas with a Song. The 100-voice choir is composed of the combined choral groups of St. Anthony Seminary and the historic Old Mission in Santa Barbara. The choruses are under the direction of Father Warren Rouse. The organist was Father Pierre Recheleku, and the soloists were Father Mel Booker and Ronald Masonhalder. Your narrator has been Father Pascual Martinez. On this Christmas day of the year 1961, the Franciscan choristers pray God's blessings upon you now and always.